Mishnah Raul Nidaberes. I hope that all of you will start to move in your Hakona, because we're going to start to move as far as the Gemara is concerned. Not that the Gemara is not important, Chas v'Shalom, but the type of Gemara which means. Raul Nidaberes Avechad. What does Nidaberes mean? So the Gemara is Tupshat. The first line of Gemara has two opinions. Ma'i Nidaberes, Ziri Avin Yisra, Ravasi Avin Nibala. Right? So that's Tupshat. Ru'a midaberes emechad. Aiden saw a woman either being miyachid with the man or being mizana with the man. V'amrula. Ma kibay shel ishzeh. Now this woman was a pnuya. She was unmarried. An unmarried woman who's mizana, what's the din? How does that affect her? So it affects her about marrying a kohen. How does it affect her? So the rule is, if a woman is miyachid, or mizana, with someone she's permitted to marry, she does not become a zayna. If a single girl is mizana with a man that she's allowed to marry, she doesn't plan to marry him, but if she's allowed to marry him, then she does not become a zayna. She can still marry a kohen. You have a Jewish woman that was mizana with a Jewish man, who's not one of her close relatives, so she hasn't become possible to kohen. A woman only becomes pasul to kahuna if she's mizana with someone she's not allowed to marry, such as, a mizana, a mamzer, or a guy. She's mizana with a guy. So that's someone she's not permitted to marry. So then, or a very close relative, she's not allowed to marry. Any one of those cases, she becomes asa to a guy. That's the rule. So Amar Lo, Matiba Shel Zeh Ish Plaini V'Kayinu. He said, no, it's Plaini, and he's a Kayin. So we have a Machlai. So we have a Zavin. The man is Mishra Melech Diyan L'Kayin. Or he's Ebech Ech Tzvul Esu L'Man Zeh Shabbat Adibara. Why is she saying V'Kayinu? Ish Plaini V'Kayinu? What's she saying V'Kayinu for? And she's Yisrael? A lady? Even a Kayin. Rashi earlier said Kayim means Miyukas. Why should I say Miyukas for? Why can't she say with the Israel Kashim? Right? So it seems Kayim means
he's
Let me ask you, what do you think? If a woman is Mizana, we call her in, she says, it's not with a kosher. So the man says, she's late. Do we have to say, what's his name? Give me his name. Does she have to provide us with a name? Identity of the person? Or could she just say, look, he was a kosher, I don't want to say who. The Rivash learns that Ishplaini, the Kainu means she's got to identify him. Plaini and describe him. Got to identify him. You can't just say a kashi. However, we don't pass it that way. The Shita says she could say Stama. She does not have to identify the person. And the Shulchan Aruch Master, she does not have to identify him. But she still believes. Even if she refuses to say who he is. Rabbi Yeshua says, Laiva Piyanu Chayim, Alzab Chesed Bulul, and Nisinu Lamamza. The same Kasha has a Chayim. Rishua says, she says, Nesinu Mamzer, Ashtar Advarav. We say she was Nibbalat with Nesin and a Mamzer. Why Nesinu Mamzer? Well, when the Isha becomes us to a Kayin, if she's a Zana, a Nesin, a Mamzer, or a Gai. There are a lot more Gaiim in the world. Anybody know any Nesinim in here? Not too many Nesinim around. A Mamzerim, a Baruch Hashem, there aren't any of them Mamzerim, that we know. Very strange thing, Rabbi Kiva Eger, yes. Why is the Chapon Nesinu Mamzer if it could Chapon Gai? Why is it because of Lula Gai? Why is it Nesinu Mamzer?
Why would What is it about things that are going to
Rabbi, you're saying that as far as Rabbi Gamliel.
If I met this guy in the street,
okay. Hold on for a second. I'll come back to what you're saying. Let me just speak out to the Kiveger. The Kiveger says, "Harizeb chesedulul the sinul manzer." Why does the chafon the sinul manzer? Telling us a chiddush. If you would say Harizeb chesedulul a guy, I would say Rabbi Shua holds this way, because he goes according to right. Right people in the world are guy. And I would say, why does Rabbi Shua say? Why does Rabbi Shua say ain't an amenet? Because that's right. The right people are guy. So then, let's say you would have a woman who's mizan in a city that's right Jews. You would think maybe Rabbi Yeshua is lighter. Rabbi Yeshua's reason is because of guy, because it's because you go bus right. Then if she's mizan in a place that's right Yidden, I would say up his far and maybe Rabbi Yeshua is lighter. So therefore, the Mishnah B'davka picks on how he's a becheskes tulul in the sin of the mamzer, even if you know it's not a guy. And it's only a cheshash, the sin of mamzer, which is a miyot. Still, Rabbi Yeshua, who's parcels even by Rav Sherim, which the Gemara will say the other day, man de paisel afilu by Rav Sherim. Even where right people are kosher, Rabbi Yeshua still says that in a minute. And the converse is true too, that Rabbi Gamliel says she believed is even where it's right psulim. In other words, our Mishnah has nothing to do with right. Gamliel says amenas all the time, and Rabbi Shua says ain't an amenas all the time. It's nothing to do with right. That's in the Kuf. Now the Mishnah has a second case. Haisa Mu'uberes. V'amal amati b'shul mu'uberes. Mu'uberes that yichud abiyah. Obviously, you don't become Muberes. Yichud. Haisa Muberes, everyone holds she was mizan. V'amal amati b'shul mu'uberes. Plenty kainu. Gamliel v'lez ayin memenes, shua and loipim v'kainus, if that's Mubez, it's a moment, it's never like that. Same achon. So that even like the Iri, who says the Reish is talking Nistara, his mind of the Seif is talking Nibala. What? Oh, that we're going to see, the Gemara is going to talk about why it's funny time. But we'll wait a couple of minutes. Just, what? Farah here. Farah Chisayim. A woman, a single woman, walks in, she's pregnant. Not supposed to be pregnant. She's not married. So now we have to decide two things. Is she muteret l'kayin? Is her child a sheir? Why would you say just copy Sparah? Every time you have a machlokes, you have to try to think. Who is more mistaver? Who is less mistaver? And then we'll understand. We'll try to understand the machlokes. So you have a woman that comes in. We know she was Nibala. But first we'll talk about her. Talk about her. She's Nibala, and she says, listen, it's true, I did a bad thing. I was Nizana. I was Nizana with a kosher, and therefore I'm not talking. Is anybody saying, kind of contradicting that? Nobody. Nobody knows. Why would you say Afi Sfarah? She should be believed. She shouldn't be believed. Should not be believed. She, but she's not making herself a Rasha. We see she's a Mubera. We see that she was a Zan. Her words just make her better. She says, I was a Zimbabwe to a Kasha. What? I can see. She did something wrong. Now the question is, should she be believed or shouldn't she? How do you start? How do you start? Well, she's a Mubera, it's sort of automatic. I mean, everyone, the Mansadi, that she's a Zan, everyone. You mean if someone accused her of some Zabari, then it was impossible?
No, she came in and said she was.
Well, our Mishnah, someone's accusing her, either the Reisha or what, or the Seif or Muberes, which is the same. Someone's saying, you and Nibala.
So it makes a difference. She came in herself and said that it was a
she had a Pesha.
Right.
Nobody. That's why she's not pregnant.
Well,
she still doesn't have a migul because she couldn't have said nothing because she knows in 3 months it'll be naked. What chazaka? Chesed is kashrut. Does such a woman have a chesed kashrut? What? Why? Every woman is born kasha tilkai. She has a chesed kashrut lakuna. So you could argue that she has a chesed kashrut. Could argue that way. Nibala, does Nibala make a person lose a chesed kashrut?
What's the kashrut?
What's the kashrut? Is that she was born with a Samaria kai? She was born allowed to marry a kai? We have a reason to be mistaken. It seems to be a race in the chazaka. If you're all suspect, it seems to be a race in the chazaka. What? It throws suspicion. I'll tell you why I would think it's a serious. Because why do we give a woman a chesed kashrut? Most women are kashrut. But most women are not mizrahim. She is taking herself out of this group of women who most women are. She's putting herself into a different group, a group of women who are mizrahim. She's a member of this group. Now, the group of women in the world who are mizrahim, do we give them a chesed kashrut to kahuna? Do we give them an assumption of kashrut to kahuna? Not sure. What? The possibility. Possibility. Possibility is it's possible she was by also a kshayna. She obviously didn't care. She did something wrong. So who fell into her lap? Who did it happen to happen with?
We know one.
So usually if we know once, the suspicious of additional times too, but we don't know. The question really is, should we give such a person a chesed kashrut? That's really the question. You can phrase it that way. She was born a chesed kashrut. She took herself out of this group of all the women in the world and put herself into another group. I think Toshit Pshat, that would be the simple way to learn the Machlokes. Now, which is more mistaber gets confusing. In other words, we'll say, Rav Gamliel holds, it's a Bari plus a Cheskut Kashrut. And Rav Yeshua holds, it's a Bari, but the Cheskut Kashrut is Yisra, is a Reyesa. The Kibager and the Mishnayot seems to learn that that's simple Pshat in the Machlokes. That if the bari, Rav Gamliel, we had last time, holds bari plus chazak is good. Here's the bari plus a chesed kashrut. And that's for har. And for Rav Yeshua will say, this is a chesed kashrut which has a reyesed. And therefore it's not a chesed kashrut, so it's not a bari. And Rav Yeshua holds the bari itself doesn't do the trick. I guess that's the pashut way to learn our Mishnah, and is it the Sazer? Sorry. Back on that test, you learned a rush. The rush is Simeon's test of the rush. The case on that test was Pesach Besulah Pesasi, and she claims Besulah. She's a bari, and she puts it to him. She's a shem. So the rush there said the shem tamid Rabbeinu Yaina that if she's a bari, by chesed kashrut she wins. If she says she's a bari, let's say she'll say I'm a bari, I was nibbled to a kashrut. Whatever explanation she'll give to be a bari, she'll win. She'll win against him. And the Hogamar is talking, she says, I'm a Basula, and he says, you're a book that's a Sovatar. But if she would explain it with a Bari, she'd be believed. The Rush there was a very unusual Rush. The Rush says, Talmud Toya Kosla. Talmud Toya wrote this in the name of Rabbeinu Yaina. Why should a bari be believed? Why should a bari win? That's what the Rosh writes. Then at the very end of the Rosh, he says, you know, I went to Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, we see Rav Gamliel says a bari wins. It must be that these Talmidim were not Talmidim, and they're right, and a bari wins. And therefore the Rosh was masking that a bari wins. That's the Chiddush. Normally, bari v'shema is dinei mamonim. Everything we talked about until this Mishnah, the last two Mishnayos, we're talking about the Ksuba. Bari works with a migo, with a chazak. We're talking about Isurim. By Isurim, does a bari work? So the Rosh, it seems, held a pisvara, svara that could be sure. If they have veiris, the bari doesn't work by itself. Then he said, look, it's a Mishnah Yud Gimel. But from Leo says, then there is. So it must be that Rav Gamliel's right. Must be Rav Gamliel's right. Yes, and therefore, I'm asking that a bari works even by Isurim. So it appears from this Rosh that in Svara, the Rosh holds of Yeshua would be right. And that Rav Gamliel says a Chiddush, that a bari works even by Isurim. Yes. We pass Rav Gamliel, which means that an amount of explanation to what this whole thing should be telling. So the key to understanding this Mishnah is in the Stipler, Simin Yud Aleph, which is based on the way the Shev Shemaita learned the Gemara, but it's always easier to learn the Shev Shemaita when it's quoted in the Stipler. It's the first way the Stipler brings it. And there are two parts. So there are two parts to it, and let's try to go through the two parts of the side. Again, what's our distinction of Gamliel? We'll take the Rosh that Rabbi Yeshua is the Sfarach Yisrael. And we shouldn't believe her. We should not believe her because she did something wrong. She took herself out of the group of most women. We made a race and a fixed race and a chazaka. We can't send her away. You all know from experience, you catch somebody in the wrong place, excuse. Usually just in a quarter, she was Mizan and she became pregnant. The Magid Mishnah says that the reason she's believed to say that the child is based on the rule that is the klal of Mamzer Vadai, the late Mamzer Sar. Taylor says, if you find a child in the street, the child is called a shtuki or a sufi, the child that doesn't know who his father is. A sufi is someone you don't know. He is someone who knows the mother but doesn't know the father. A shtuki, unless you're quiet, you say, who's your father? He doesn't know. Shtuki, then I tell you the question. Mamzer vadai, mamzer sa. We only make mamzerim if we know it's a midrabana. One said that a shtuki is very shtuki. Shtuki is not what they're the kahal. So for a shtuki can't marry a kahal. The thing that this is a drama, so the Magid Mishnah says to him, "Nu rabbanan did the rabbanan. Asa a shtuki, and nu rabbanan bari." Which she was mizana with. Say to ask her a shtuki, and there's no bari. But if we know with who, and nu rabbanan did the rabbanan, this is all for us. Right. Leo says that even by right, the right people are guys. So the Magid Mishnah says, talk about Manzairus, Lagayim. So then the Kasha returns. Shev Shmaita answers, from Mitzia, those of you who learned this one. Kachai, the layak tivisa. There's a kachral, it's called Kavua, that the animal which has come out is a unmeistered animal, and it's okay to meister. So why don't we go Buster Rive on one that came out? Buster Rush. And this Gemara we learn in your site. That even though we go Buster Rive, but it's still called a site. even though we go basarai, at least the Torah says you go basarai, the Torah is telling you, you're allowed to take a chance. But it's still something. If you have two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of tray, and they're combined, and one of them is parish, you're allowed to eat it. But that's the type of suffix that you're allowed to eat. It's still a suffix. Zatzu Rush, we see. Asiri Badai, Balay Asiri Suffix, that even when you have right, it's still called Asiri Suffix. It's a suffix which has right, but it's still a suffix. Asiri Badai, Balay Asiri Suffix, still called a suffix. This is the site of the Rush. That right does not make a vadai, right makes a suffix that you're allowed to rely on. The Melech of the Sheshnites, the same thing, right? What was the Magi Mishnah Pshat? Mamzer vadai, v'lay mamzer suffix. That by Psulei Aguf, we're mashir, in a Torah, Shtuki is kosher. Right, the Beis Shmuel, Rav Gamliel's mashir, a fill of a right Psulei. How could that be? Even right on Zayim or right Zayim is Masha. And the Bishop Shmaita, Asiri Badai, Balei Asiri Sadek. That we go, even when we go back to right, it's Masafik. So when the Torah says Badai Balei Sadek, even right is considered Sadek. The same thing, Mamzer Badai Balei Mamzer Sadek. When a woman is Mizana, it's still considered a Sadek, even if it's right Tzulim. Because right still remains a suffix. Even when you have right, it remains a suffix. And the Mela is a halacha that Mamzer Vadei Velei Mamzer Suffix, Min HaTorah the child is kosher. And the whole Magen Mishnah follows. Min HaTorah the child is kosher. There is a kosher. Vadei Velei Suffix. We don't make psul yuchsin unless it's a vada. Not a psul mamzer, it's not a psul kahuna, only if it's a vada. So the Mela, there has to be a vadai. Even if it's right, min ha'tayra, she's believed, said kasha nevalti. B'meila, the child, min ha'tayra is mutter, it's only a rabbanan, shtuki is aser, have no rabbanan, vid rabbanan, the whole stick of tayra is good. This is the Magen Mishnah decides, the way the Sheshmeret explains it. The truth is, there's a sefer of Chumash called Haksava HaKabbalah from one of the Talmidei Rebbe Kidaiger. And in Parshas B'chu Kaisai, he has a hostical Torah on Vadai, the Lay Sophic, and he says the same thing. He has a bunch of sugyas where it answers. It's the same thing the Sheshmaita says, and the Sparkler says, that the whole reason a woman is believed to say the identity of her child is because in our Torah, there's a custom Vadai, the Lay Sophic, and it's only a Drabana, and have no Drabana, but Drabana. So if you have any pregnant woman, says their birth certificates, where it says father unknown. Right? They have every year they put out in the almanac the most popular first names of the previous year. They take it off of birth certificates. So it's a computerized thing that takes it off. So what they had that the most popular father's name in New York City is unknown. Yeah, more than any other father's name. The computer just takes their name. So it's an unknown. So when you have a father that's unknown, why is the mother believed to say the child is a kasher? The answer is because min ha'tayrah there's a kasher v'adei v'lay tzafik. We had this recite by Abelus. He says tzafik Abelus is v'kula, which is also a base. He's going to be tzafik Abelus is v'kula. So he has the kasher. The Madiyama, the Rosh said that the Madiyama Abelus say Raisa. They'll say, right, so why is the suffix of Kula? He said the same thing, that La Yitama Vadei Velei Suffix. It's also a Kayan, who's Matami, to one of his relatives, has to be a Vadei, not a Suffix. From there we learn Avela. Same idea. And here we said the same thing, that it goes according to right, doesn't change anything. Right? If a woman has a baby, the baby dies within 30 days. So they don't sit shiva. They don't sit shiva because of the neighbor. Even though Roy Vlada is Einam Nefala. Roy says it wasn't a neighbor. Doesn't matter. They have Velos. Suffolk have Velos is a good one. Even though there's a right. Because of this rule. Right is also a problem. So what do we get from this Magen Mishnah Shef Shmaitza? Does this explain the Mishnah? What do we explain with this Magnus Shemaita? Why is she believed to say the identity of the child? Because there's a pasuk of Mamzer Vadei Veloy Mamzer Sof. And that's the Pseris HaKasuv, that min HaTorah child is assumed to be kosher, even if you don't know who the father is. Only the Rabbana. The Hemnu Rabbana, the Rabbana. Does that explain the whole Mishnah? Does that explain the whole Mishnah? What does that explain? What does the Magen Mishnah explain? Why Nenenes to say about the child? What about herself? The truth is, it doesn't explain. This Magen Mishnah explains half of the Mishnah. It explains why she's believed about the child. She's believed to say this about her child because there's a din of Mamzer Vadei Veloy Mamzer Sofek. The question is, why does she believe regarding herself? That's not explained. Totally zed is that. Totally zed is that. That's going to depend on Machlaika to test it to A Mahani Lahad. You think that's the Saz Mahani Lahad. And that we're going to discuss in the other days. Whether there's such a thing that once we pass in Lagabi one, we pass in Lagabi the other. And that we're going to wait with. Okay, there's certainly a Mahalach, and we're going to see the Machlaika. If you can be, have, you have to be consistent passing on the mother and the child.
She believes in the father
of the child. Yeah. And she believes who's the father. Yeah, but you see, by the child, she believes it's Hemnu Rabbana Mid Rabbana. But Gabi herself is a Deraisa. But Gabi the child is a Deraisa Kosov of Vade Veloishah. By herself, to marry a Kayim, that Zaina, there's no good that Zaina Vade Veloishah. So there, she needs a real Emma. Why? She's not making herself a Rasha. She's saying it was a kasha. She wouldn't be believed that it wasn't a kasha. Yeah, but if she says nothing, then we don't even have a bar. Let's say she says nothing. So the child is a regular shtuki. Nothing with the rabbani. If she says bari, have no rabbani with the rabbani. Now, the shmaitza and the sniper explain that this Magen Mishnah goes through this whole explanation of Gabi the child. Because we're assuming that Rav Gamliel holds a bari works Megabi herself. That's what Gamliel holds shita. That bari works. But that's the bari of the person themselves. The bari of the baldava. What about a bari about someone else? A bari about someone else that's called eight effort. Eight effort is not good enough. So for that, you have to come out to the Sikkot Torah Shtuki. Why isn't eight effort good enough? Pastor, because this is Dabba Shabarava. And the Dabba Shabarava said the child is the Miyuch, it's Dabba Shabarava. You need to write it. And that's why it's not happening. This is the way the fact explains it, although he goes into a bit of a tilful. But the bottom line, he says, the Dabba Shabarava says about myself, that's what the real sheep is about Dabba's body work. Say this about the child. That's already saying it's about someone else. Look at eight effort. You're right, then you're wrong. I could answer your question, but I wouldn't be telling the truth. I have to tell you the second part of the side, the third part of the answer. I'll answer you, I'll tell you. But the fact that he cited, he built it from Kashik, but he cited that we have a rule, ain't Davish of the Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. You need two Aedis to Davish of the Erva. That is only when you say Aedis on Yichus. It's something that, that is a direct Aedis on Yichus. If someone comes to Bezdin and says, this woman is a Grusha, is that Yichus or is that Issa? Do we apply Erecha Nema Bisurin? Or do we apply Ein Davish of Erev Elo Bishtayim? What is it? So what is that? Yisra Erev. Sartre says that if you say Edis, if a person is allowed to marry a Kayin, that's Isser. That's Edis Amela, a Bari woman. When you say Edis about a Yichus of a child, that continues with Dairy Dairy. The child is a Halal or a Mamzer, it continues with Dairy Dairy. And the Mela, that needs two witnesses. So then, to say this about her herself, that's Bari. Saying I'm allowed to marry a Kayin? That ain't after this, ain't after them, be soon. Say this, ain't about the child. That's Dabba Shemar, right? Dabba Shemar, Bapa Shemar. Therefore, you need the Magid Mishnah's Tyra. That's why the Magid Mishnah's father, you have to come up with the obstacle Tyra, that's Nina Tyra, Mount of Valley, Mount of Sophie, and the kids would be Kashi, Stuki. And it's a Drabana, and no Rabana, but Drabana. So basically, what we're completing our learning of the Mishnah is all Kashi Pshat Mishnah. I told you any Pupulas that are not needed to Pshat. This is all Pshat. So I wanted to tell you, Pilpul, I'll give you a whole 1 hour share on Rai being a Vada and not a Sophie, which I think I did last time, and I doubt it. But I'm not sure how you're playing Pshat. We have to walk away with Pshat in the Mishnah. Let's just see. You know how you figure out if you know Pshat in the Mishnah? The way you can figure out if you know Pshat in the Mishnah is, are you able to explain Pshat in this Mishnah to someone who learns Daf Yomi? Now, there are two types of people. Some people learn Daf Yomi and it's not the time. But someone's learning Daf Yomi, he says, you know, Daf Yomi is up to Ksuba Jigimel. You're learning a Binyan. Just tell me. Why is she believe? Could you explain it to someone? So how would we explain it? The Rav Gamliel holds that this is a bari with a chesed kasher. We have to add it's not a davar shavareva. Davar shavareva needs two eidim. It's not a davar shavareva. It's not a question of yichus. The question: could she marry a kite? Is she permitted to marry a kite? The pesach is no, so it'll be no. It's the idea. It's a davar iser. Davar iser. So a person believes. Even about themselves, the body. And really, the bottom line is it's the kayak of body. And, well, we said before, from Leo Hall, the body needs something, so it needs a chest of kasher. Now, does this body really need a chest of kasher or not? We could really argue. See, the Eger says it's a body with a chest of kasher. And some will say that the body itself is good enough. However, you want to say it, it's a body with a chest of kasher, body is good. The point is the Isser, an Echanam Bisurin. So what's she doing? She's coming into bed. She's saying, this piece of meat is kosher. She's believing an Echanam Bisurin. She's saying, I nibble it to a kosher, an Echanam Bisurin. It got to be the child. That's already Dabba Shavarva. Ain't Dabba Shavarva Pops Mishnayim? So there, you already have to tell him, why is she believing it got to be the child? Dabba Shavarva. The answer is because Minat Tairish Tuki is kosher. The child is kosher Minat Tairish. So this is Rabban. Rabban said that Shtuki is possible. Have no Rabban of the Rabban being. That's the Rabban. The Rabban said a Bari was. But this is all Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in Rabban. You realize what's happening is we've had now this Mishnah, which is almost the same as the other two, but it's different because till now it's talking about Rabban. Here we're talking about Isurim. And here we need already a much more elaborate Pshat. Now let's see the first piece of Gemara. Maimedabera, Zirion, and Nistera, Rasiyam, and Yavon. Again, the Gemara goes through each Maimedion. Shat in the Mishnah. Bishlam, Lazivi, Hanun, Tani, Medabera. Ella, the Rabasi, Maimedabera, Medabera means talk. Why does it say talk? So if you want to listen to Maimedion, you can sit. Akla, Moksatia, Amalai, Kavia. So how would you translate Medabera? If you're writing the Akla, Ra'ua, Medabera. How would you translate it? Great to see you. It doesn't really mean speaking. It's Nistera, Yichud. According to Ravasi, it means Nibala. Okay? That's funny. We asked the Ravasi, why does it say Nidaberes if it means Nibala? Which means according to Ziri, it's fine. Is it fine according to Ziri? If it means Nistero, why don't say Nistero? Why don't say Medabera? Stepped in a room to talk. you want to say that somebody is miyached, you say the word yichlus, don't you usually say? That's the way you usually say. People ask me a shayla. There's only a single lady home. Am I allowed to be miyached at home? Am I allowed to be yichlus at home? It's a shayla. Nobody ever asked me, am I allowed to talk to her? It's funny that, all right, so we're used to it. The Gemara uses phrases. But it's strange, the Gemara should say, oh, well, the Rabbasi, my Nidabere. It's annoying. We'll see. Hopefully we'll come back to you. Let's see the Gemara Vaita. Bishlam is the Rehanyu Tari Tarki. Two cases. Medaberet, which means Yichlus. And Muberet, which means Bia. And Rabbasi Tarki, Lamali, why do I need two cases of Bia? The Gemara, Chadol HaShavah, first case is to say she's kosher with a bari. The Chadol HaShavah, I want to be Masha, her daughter, with a bari. I wanted to just say the second case. It says, Tzvichat HaVayu, right? One Kechad Rav Gamliel, one Kechad Rav Yeshua. So you need both. Hanichol HaMadiyama Devaya Masha Ba Masha Bedita. The way we learned, the way I explained the Mishnah was according to the Madiyama that the child was also kosher. Hello, the man Yama Devaya Masha Ba Paisal Bedita, Maikala Meiman. The Gemara, Rashi Sabbath, the man Yama Devaya Masha Ba Masha Bedita. I'm going to talk about that. Ziri Dhamma reminded the Baris Mr. Rav, our Rebbe Yeshua, my Mehemda, my Rav Malkam al Yichud, my Nisim al Yichud, my Medoik Rebbe Yeshua, told him, Rebbe Yeshua, my loss of you. Okay, let's stop it and understand it. Question is, do we Asr al HaYichud? What does Asring al HaYichud mean? Now, I'm sure that when you learned this Gemara, you didn't think about it in practical terms. Because if you think about it in practical terms, you'd be totally surprised. What does it mean, ein oiser al ha-yichud? You know what it means? It means you're married. A married man is married to a woman in the year 2003. In practical terms, it means a woman was miyachid. She made a mistake. She didn't know they did. She went to she went to buy something, and she went into somebody selling from the house. She went into the house. She comes home. Tells her husband, you know, today I went to this person, they sell silver in the basement, and I bought a piece of silver. The husband tells his wife, yeah, really? Is anybody else in the house? So, you know something? You shouldn't have done that. It was Yichud. Really? She knows from now on. Is she also there for her husband for the rest of her life? What are you talking about? You know, it's Yichud. So if Yeshua and I lost the Yechud, that's only the husband of Yisrael. The husband of the Kayin, my loss will be Yechud. That's what I'm saying here. Yeshua is saying, if she was Miyachay, we are going to have a problem for the Kayin's wife. I know what you're going to say one time, just by thinking. Now in our case, the case I just told you, she had the Pesha. Could say, I could have said I wasn't Yachid. Is that the answer? Is that one? I think that witnesses. Or when you went to buy something, regular from people, no diabolical, you know. Regular from people, you know, some people are going, they drop her off, and she goes to husband. The husband drops off his wife to go and buy a piece of silver in the store. And even though it's not South East, he might even realize it's not a mistake. It's not South East. Okay. Here's a cut. What's our Gemara say? My loss will be your sin. Never give her a gift. Never. You can learn Shulchan Aruch Avin Ezra, you're not going to see such a din. Ain't I to my Yichud? The woman is in the Yachid. So everyone needs to read Yichud. It doesn't come out to the course of it. My loss, okay, be sure my loss will be your
Yeah,
she's married.
Yeah.
She, and so let's say she's miyachid, we say in her shemalei yichud. This rule of ein oisrin ala yichud is talking, like the says, by nesha fish, right?
That's true.
It's
true. You're saying my loss will be your sin. Oh, you're saying something else to stop. All right, you're saying the test. My loss will be your sin is we made a baila to make a woman she can't marry a kohen, but to take a woman out of her husband, to ask a woman to a married husband. So that we didn't do such a mind. What you're saying, right? Okay, I hear what you're saying. Let's see Tyson. Let's see if you're right. My loss will be your sin. Tema demash me day nice my lay yisod. I read the Eishes Ish. Well, I did Pnuya. Who was said to do Shemuki Malkin Al Yichud Daka Pnuya, Avol Eishes Ish Loi, Daka Maitri Laz Abanea. He said, we don't give Malkin San Yichud to an Eishes Ish, not to be Maitri Maaz. That's Bilam Az Uchur. The Malkin. Who Malkin is Beishes Ish, Maitri the Pnuya Nami Ayv. So what's it talking about? I'm Rebbe Natam. Abba Gav the Malkin Al Yichud Ayv the Pnuya. And that's Al Yichud. Well, yeah, we'll be Ish. That's fine. The rule of Malkin al Yichud is by Tnuya, and Resh al Yichud is by Eishes Ish. That's the point I wanted to show you. I mean, the parak basin in the Zarim Gabi Yehud Noyeh, Daya Lagaba, there was a man who was a Noyeh. What's a Noyeh? He's a known Mizan. Daya Lagaba, De Yitzah. He was in a house alone with a woman. The Resh doesn't bring the whole story. The story is, a man walked into his own home. His wife was there with another man. They realized he was coming in. So this man quickly went and hid. Hid in the closet. The man came in. The Nayyid is hiding in the closet. He sits down to eat supper with his wife. And he's ready to eat. And the man in the closet realized what he's going to eat now has poison in it. So the man called out from the closet. It might be a Nayyid, but he's not a Rishayah, right? So he closed the closet. Don't eat that. That's poison. Right? Now, what are you doing here, right? They went to ask Hisham. So the psak is, if he offered to his wife, the Gemara says, Moitzeichu min hain de tamino chizya. Don't eat that, the snake put its venom in there. Amar Rav, they came to Rav, and Rav passed, it's a sharia, and he said, Rav, Yisur, and Yichalei the lane. The woman is Moitze, if he had denied her an Yisur, Yichalei the lane, he would have wanted the husband to die. So why is the woman Moitze? Only because we have an Umdin. Because if he would be a mizan, he'd want the woman, the man, to die. So Tyson's mash with the Elavai time. He would not have been an umdin. If he had just caught the man in the house, Tyson has Sarasayi de Yichud. So you see, Yichud asks a woman to her husband. Ishloimer. The Nayev Shani. What does Nayev Shani mean? Depends who the man is. He's a man who is regularly, doesn't care about the nurse. He's Okay, is this Tyson's a Kiddush? Huh? Tyson's not talking about Kayin necessarily, even Yisrael, right? So let me ask you a Shiva again. A man comes home from work, and he finds that there's a plumber in the house. With his wife. He tells his wife, you know, next time the plumber comes, leave the door open. There's the Yichud. Fine. Now this plumber is a shaykhit. He's a guy, a 20-year-old guy. In New York City. Let's say he has a bunch of tattoos on his arm. Like that type. And we know he's a Mizani, he's regularly Mizani. Okay? So now he has to give his wife again. Is that what we're learning? He has to give his wife again. She was in the yakhid. She made a mistake. She's in the yakhid with a nayyid. This Gemara and this Taisus are telling us Chidushim that are not true. Taisus says, Yichud with a Nayef asks any man to his wife. I never heard of such a thing. Ain Aisim ala Yichud, you don't ask it. What's going on? And the truth is the same thing with the Gemara. If you learn, my laws will be Yosef. Now really everybody, Rabbi Gamliel, we sure both agree, my laws will be Yosef. They're arguing if she's believed with a Bari. But when she's not a Bari, my laws will be Yosef. This is a bit of a tmiya. None of them are farshim of the Gemara's claim. But in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Tshuva Marik. The Marik says that this whole sugya is talking by midaberes. Midaberes means that before the yichud, they were talking about a yonei tiflis. They were talking about nus or they were talking about being in love, or they were talking about being attracted to each other. The whole sugya here, according to the Ma'arik, is talking midaberes. I asked you, what's the lashon midaberes? He says midaberes, that we saw them in a friendly conversation. Now, how friendly is friendly that it should be a shayla? I can't answer you, because they're very typical. They were talking. The Ma'arik says that to answer a woman to a husband, based on yichud, with the ma'ilobiyos and the nayik and everything, it's only in such a situation where there was a midaberes before him, where they were at least talking. Samazai, you find a plumber in the house, a woman goes in, she's not allowed to, yichud, but you don't ask her based on yichud, that's a kwa'gadwa, you know, the whole sugi is midaberes. I don't know anybody else who says this, and Shnai doesn't talk about it, and but I think that this Ma'arik, which is the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra, in Zion, the end of Sifya Aleph, is basic to this one decree. Over the next 2 days, I plan to complete Bilina Eder, Yajimel on the day. Please spend the time. Get 2 months late on the Yomit Beis. 1 month late is tomorrow. 1 month late is the next day. Please cover ground with your Chavrusas and